Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, who have just landed in Cincinnati, presented, by the way, by ProTrans. Jaguars starting a 9-day road trip. Actually, 10. They won't return home until Monday morning, the 10th of November. I'll tell you what, I mean, this is in a league that's filled with routine, that's guided by routine, this is an adventure.
An adventure, and I think I've packed the heaviest bag ever for a road trip. I think I've surpassed the 50-pound limit on my one bag.
You think you're the only one that's done that?
I don't think so, because there are a few wives along with this trip, and I think they beat me by a long shot.
How about just a sense of a young football team that's going away? Is this easier for a young team because they're not so used to the routine, or is it more of a challenge for a young team?
I think the best part is that you gained experience from the trip last year. I think it's all the people that actually organized the whole thing. I think it's going to be pretty much seamless this year. And the guys that were on the trip last year can kind of pass along what to expect to the younger players.
Before we get too down the road towards London, we're not even heading there till tomorrow night after the Jaguars game against the Bengals. Cincinnati takes the field tomorrow with two key offensive starters. And that's really their hallmark, the offensive side of the ball, injured and out. Out is the running back, Giovanni Bernard. And questionable is A.J. Green, and he's a beast.
Yeah, Giovanni Bernard, I don't think that that's going to make that big of a difference for the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't think he's been playing that well. You go back a couple weeks ago, he took a couple shots against the Indianapolis Colts, and since that point, he hasn't been playing very well. Now, A.J. Green, you look at his numbers, and they speak for themselves. In his first three seasons, he's been the best player ever in the National Football League's history. You know, so he's a guy that Gus Bradley's very aware of. He's talked about him all week, about how they have to stay over the top of him. And Andy Dalton has great confidence in him. If he's covered, he's still going to throw it because he knows that with his size that A.J. Green can make a play.
You know, he didn't have a catch in that ball game's first half back in 2012 at Everbank Field. 6 for 117 and a touchdown blew it open in the second half. Yep. He's a guy that can make things happen.
And it's going to be interesting to see how he plays because, you know, he's had a turf toe all year. He's missed the last three games. He missed one other game during the course of the season. So how good will he be? I don't know, but you still have to respect him.
Jaguars could make a change on the defensive side of the ball. Last week, they do. They move JT Thomas to middle linebacker. What are you hearing this week?
Well, Dakota Watson's on the injury report, who played at the auto position. Jeremiah George is a guy I think that could end up playing the middle linebacking position, allowing JT Thomas to move to that auto position. Now, once they get to nickel, JT Thomas is going to be out there with Telvin Smith as the two linebackers. So JT will move back to Mike. Now, I don't know that this is going to happen, but if Gus Bradley talked about it or mentioned it this week, it might happen.
All right. Heading into the second half of the season, which the Jaguars do here tomorrow against the Bengals, does Blake Bortles overcome his, I don't know, preponderance of interceptions?
His rough stretch. I mean, it's unfortunate. I mean, he's had a rough stretch where two games where you're averaging, 185 yards rushing a game. That can't happen when you're a young quarterback. You would expect for him to get better. Now, one thing that concerns me greatly in this ball game is the secondary of the Cincinnati Bengals is veteran. They have 6 first-round draft picks at the safety position and the corner position. Now, they're not all Cincinnati Bengal first-round picks, but I think it gives you an indication of how talented they are. It's a group that has 9 interceptions on the year. They have more interceptions than touchdowns allowed.
All right. Kickoff tomorrow, Jaguars and the Bengals on the road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans. I'm Brian Sexton.